This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. A bat has tested positive for rabies in Rout County. A resident found it in their condo. It was tested, came back positive. And if you see strange bat behavior or come in contact with a bat, report it to Rout County Public Health. Yampa Valley Community Foundation and Northwest Colorado Health have announced that the purchase agreement for Casey's Pond Senior Living Community has been signed. Residents will be notified this week that they do not have to move out. Staff is also being notified that they will not be losing their jobs. Donations are still being accepted by Yampa Valley Community Foundation. September is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. Here's Mindy Marriott with REPS, which is reaching everyone preventing suicide, serving Rout and Moffitt counties.
We are suffering a mental health crisis in our community. And in order to change this, it's going to take all of us to make suicide prevention a priority. This means checking in on the people you work with and checking in on the people you love.
There have been 13 suicides in Moffitt and Rout County so far this year. That's more than all of last year. If you are in crisis, dial 988, or you can reach out to REPS. That number's 970-846-8182. Rout County is holding an event review of the Steamboat Gravel Cycling event tomorrow morning. Starts at 9:30 in the historic Rout County Courthouse. One document being presented is a letter from Rout County Sheriff Doug Shearer that says the majority of participants in the Steamboat Gravel ride were respectful and followed the rules of the road. But some of the more highly competitive participants were not in compliance. He said 3,000 participants and their supporters cannot be effectively managed, adding that Steamboat Springs Police and the Rout County Sheriff's Office is suffering staff shortages. County Manager Jay Harrington agreed with Sheriff Shearer, saying the scale and scope of the event continues to create challenges. The presentation list calls to dispatch on the day of the race. Four were for ambulances. Two were from Steamboat Gravel staff to help with riders being harassed on the course. There were 25 calls to the Community Command Center, the majority of which were frustrations with cyclists. The Moffitt County Board of County Commissioners, they're also meeting Tuesday morning with representatives from Memorial Regional Health and the Department of Local Affairs. The Northwest Colorado Development Council, they're hosting regional meetings on Tuesday in Meeker, Rangeley, and Craig. The Steamboat Sailors pulled off a big win over the Moffitt County Bulldogs in Friday night football, beating the Bulldogs 40-6. It's the first time the Sailors have beaten the Bulldogs in 10 years. And that's the news. I'm Shannon Lukens. Read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.